Terry may be celebrating 40 years of marriage, but spare a thought for someone who was about to embark upon married life when they received an urgent phone call from Charlotte Philcox about some furry friends. Listen to Anne and all will be revealed.
I'm a real fan of garden wildlife and proud of the fact that my plot is filled with butterflies, bees, finches, frogs and toads. My house plays a part in habitat provision for the local bird population too, as there are colonies of house sparrows and starlings under the eaves. Their uninhibited yakking provides a permanent backdrop to the summer, and I love their company, although I sometimes wish they wouldn't have quite so many nocturnal parties. However, there are some species of garden wildlife about which I'm not so enthusiastic. Take a recent episode, for example. After many years, a neighbour sadly passed away and the house and garden were cleared. This included the removal of a series of rather ancient sheds. Not long afterwards, I noticed my dog becoming obsessive about an area of planting close to where I keep some bird feeders. On investigation, this turned out to contain several enormous holes and earthworks on a similar scale to the Channel Tunnel. I'd always had my suspicions about just who lived under those sheds. The sleek, well-fed occupants had been spotted in my garden in the past, and I had just come to the end of a series of visits from my local rat man, which seemed to have done the trick. However, now it seemed that the remaining culprits had decided a change of scenery was needed and moved across into my garden. With some regret, I realised that another visit by Rat Man was imminent. So I called his mobile. He answered after a few rings and sounded a bit out of breath. "Yes," he said, when I'd explained about the squatters in my shrubbery. "Of course I'll come and take a look, but it won't be for a few days. I'm actually walking into town at the moment because I'm about to get married." I was mortified, although really happy for him. Apologising profusely, I wished him and his new wife all the best. However, as I hurriedly ended the call, I'm ashamed to say that my mind was racing. I could picture him heading hot foot for the church, kitted out in a wedding suit, like some sort of modern-day Pied Piper. He was probably trailing a stream of scampering rats in his wake. He might even have a bridal entourage of rats in frilly dresses, and a best man dressed head to toe in a rat costume. On such an important day, I suppose that Ratman might have switched off his phone, but as he had hastily explained, he needed to be available in case anything went wrong. He obviously hadn't calculated for a desperate woman ringing him up at the crucial moment with a request for rat extermination. I'm just glad I hadn't rung 10 minutes later and interrupted the wedding ceremony. It doesn't bear thinking about.
Charlotte certainly has a very vivid imagination, and I do hope the Ratman sorted out her unwelcome visitors when he returned from his honeymoon.